Welcome to Shara Bitochin, part 9. So today we're going to move on to the third factor upon which Bitochin is based. So far we have, number one, that we need to know that Hashem loves us. Again, he's right now talking in the context of a human being trusting in another human being, but he's going to end off saying that all of these things only apply to Hashem, and he's going to bring that out in greater detail. So I'm just teaching this in a way, we're just learning this in a way that it to begin with applies to Hashem. So the first one was that Hashem loves us. The second one was that not only does he love us, but he never will disregard us. He never neglects our wishes. He constantly strives to fulfill them. He is reliable. And the third one, he says like this, "Fahashlishis," the third one, "Ishayiyeh chazak," the one in whom he trusts is strong. "Lo yinutzach basheru chofetz," not to be overcome in whatever he seeks. "V'lo yimno'eyu moineya me'asois bakoshas habiteach," or prevented by anything from fulfilling the request of one who trusts in him. "Ki'im yiyachalosh," because if he is weak, "lo yishlam habitochan olav," one cannot have full trust in him. "Afal pishin izbor shu mirachim u'mashgiach," even if it is established, the first two factors, that he's compassionate and he's involved, he's reliable. Why? That wouldn't work. "For he will be prevented most times from carrying out his purpose." In other words, what he's saying is, it's all good and fine if he loves you and he wants to constantly do what you're trusting in him. But if he doesn't have the ability to do it, then why would I trust him? It could be he wants to do it. It could be he loves me so much, he wants to give me everything. But if he doesn't have the ability to do it and there are things that can stop him from doing it, then I cannot fully trust him. Only when I know that the one that I'm trusting in is very strong and nothing can stop him, nothing can prevent him from doing what he wants. When these three qualities are united in him, number one, he loves you, number two, he's constantly involved in you, and number three, he's strong enough to fulfill whatever he wants to fulfill, trust in him is more fitting. So the idea here is that Hashem can do anything. This concept is fundamental to Bitochin. If we want to truly trust in Hashem, we really need to believe that nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop Hashem from doing whatever he wants. Because otherwise, why should I trust in him? If something, including nature, if there's some natural cause which can prevent Hashem from fulfilling whatever he wants to do, then why would I put my trust in him? I should put my trust in nature. Nature is in control. Only if I know that Hashem is totally in control of anything. Hashem created the world. Hashem created nature. Hashem created intellect. Any bounds, any limitation, any box, anything. Hashem created it. Hashem transcends it all. Hashem could do anything as a kol yachol. Only then will I truly trust in him. And I think that now coming to the Yom Tov of Pesach, this is a great time to think about this. Because the whole Seder is talking about how biyod chazaka, with a strong hand, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Nothing, not even the strongest king in the world, the greatest natural force, Paroi, could stop Hashem from taking his people out of Egypt. Nothing can stop Hashem from taking the Eden out of Mitzrayim. He can bring 10 Makkos, he can split seas, he can do absolutely anything that transcends nature to save us. And that's why, based on this third principle, it's a fundamental principle to Bitochin. When we know that not only does Hashem love us, not only is he reliable to show us that love, but he's strong enough to do anything that he wants to do, only then can we truly trust him. Have a good day.